Glad that you're here. We are going to be in the New Testament today, so if you have your Bibles with you, we'll get those out, and we're going to be in the book of Philemon, and of course in the New Testament, it's only one chapter in this book. This chapter consists of 25 verses, so if you'll turn there, if you know where Timothy is, you just keep going and go past Timothy a couple of books, and you'll run right into that. And our lesson will cover this chapter or these 25 verses this morning. And but we'll get into that in just a moment, and we'll do that here. Let's pray first, as we always begin with a word of prayer, and we'll do that, and we'll get into our lesson this morning and see what we can find today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do love you. Thank you for this special day that you've given unto us, Lord. Every day that you give us is a special day. We acknowledge and we realize this morning that today is a gift from you. And Lord, we thank you for the day that we have. We pray that you'll help us to be wise in the days that you give us. Help us as we live to serve you each and every day. Help us to realize the importance of serving you and doing your will. Lord, it's so easy to get kind of sidetracked with life and everything that is involved in life. But Lord, help us to realize the importance and the purpose of why we're truly here, and that is to serve you and to do your will. And God, we do pray for that. We do pray for those in our church that may be sick this morning, that are in need of prayer. We pray that you would take care of their need this morning, that you would answer the needs of your people. And Lord, the prayer requests that people have, we pray for your will to be done there. And God, we turn that over to you. And Lord, we ask for your help in all that is present here today. We do pray for those that are lost this morning, that need to be saved. We pray, Lord, that we would see the importance and also how vitally important it is for us to do our part in being a witness to those that are lost that need to be saved. Help us to do that this week as well. We pray for our missionaries once again as we remember them today and pray for them and lift them up to you and ask of you, Lord, that you would take and supply and meet their many needs that they may have in their life, and not only in their life but in their ministries. We pray that you would supply those needs. We also pray that once again, that you would give them fruit for their labors this week as they serve you around the world. We do pray, Lord, for our time that we have. We pray for your blessings upon the morning service and the evening service today. We pray for your will to be done. We pray that you would guide, lead, and direct, that you would bless. And God, that you would speak to us this morning and this evening and give us, Lord, what we need personally in our own lives. We pray now that you bless the next few moments that we have as we study a few moments from your word. We pray that you would enlighten us. We pray that you would help us to learn and to grow and to become more like you this morning. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, the book of Philemon this morning. If you'll turn there, and I hope you're already there, we're going to get right into our lesson here real quickly. I'll go ahead and give you the purpose of this book here. The book of Philemon is actually a letter that Paul is writing unto Philemon. There's three characters involved in this book here that is going to be the Apostle Paul, who is actually in Rome, and he's actually in prison as he writes this letter. He is going to write to Philemon about someone else, and this someone else is going to be Onesimus, who was a slave, if you would, to Philemon, who actually ran away, illegally ran away, and actually many believe probably stole from him financially. This individual, Onesimus, is one that actually wronged Philemon. He runs away and somehow ends up in Rome and is encountered by Paul. Paul leads him to Christ, so he gets born again. And in doing so, evidently, Onesimus kind of gives Paul some history of what he has done and how he had actually wronged Philemon. And then Paul, in return, is going to suggest now that Onesimus return back to Philemon and try to right the wrong that is there. But Paul realizes that in order for that to actually work and to take place, that Philemon will actually have to be willing to forgive the one that had wronged him sometime before that. So that's the gist of the letter here and why the letter is being sent and the purpose of it and what it entails in this letter. And actually, the